Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout, up to midnight, and hanging out with Tato Landu. She's with us on the line. Welcome, Tato.
Hello, Kamurutire. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
No, yeah, Lebuha. Also doing well. As you can see the list.
All right. We are talking about the power of negative words. You know, how these can actually wreak havoc upon us. The power of negative words. And one of the things that really comes to mind is that negative words can become so destructive within a person. You know, you can break a person's morale through negativity. You can break their self-esteem, self-worth through negativity. Negative words can become what we call deal breakers. They basically would bring something upon one's life which is not supposed to be, you know. Negative words can also ruin relationships. They can break marriages. They break people, you know. Negative words are killers at times. And many people, I know many people would say, hey, you've taken it too far now. But negative words are killers. They can kill your dream. You can have some people around you who would speak negatively about something that is a passion to you. And you may end up turning back because somewhat, somehow, you feel that this which is being said about that passion of yours is correct. And negativity takes on you and breaks you down. Negative words come in many, many instances. Some people can say, we are bringing this as a brotherly advice, sisterly advice. But you find that, oh no, they are just breaking you apart. Negative words are also means of casting spells, you know. Negative words can make people to feel bad about themselves. They can make even children to start hating the way in which they have been made, the creation of their very being. Negative words can make people to commit suicide. Negative words can make people to do some of the worst crimes. Negative words can make someone to take a life view about themselves and basically find themselves not making it in life. Now, I used to have I don't know if this guy is a cousin or what, but I'd like to think he's a cousin because we grew up together in Tutuza. There's a place called Tutuza. Way back in Tutuza, we were small, man. I mean, we had just started primary school. And they would always say, "Ufanyana islima gashaganpang usabi skol." And this guy really did that. And when I look at this guy, he could walk on his hands, he could stand on his hands, he could jump fences. Ah, here's an athlete, man. You know, high jump, long jump, and all those things. But they basically had been talking so bad about him. I wonder if he made it. I haven't seen him ever since we were toddlers, but I remember very well the things that were said to him. And he believed them. He believed that yena ustout. They would say, fanyana ustout. Then because of that, he would believe it and start stealing things or breaking things or misbehaving. Negative words can create monsters out of people. What comes to mind, Tato Landu?
Well, Pastor Ray, we must remember that people have a konego tlompa what they don't relate to, and also people have a weakness ya gore for as long as but ba sa tshwane also anele buthata to understand other people. And also we have a habit ya go bua fela. You would think of something and immediately it's out of your mouth, and azanke wa bana le a system of filter, azanke wa nagana gore how does the next person perceive, you know, what you are saying, and also what you are saying itlofika iduleswa go motho o mong, not only in the emotional aspect but also psychologically it will affect ya because kau fela rena le patterns that we used to think, kau fela rena le what we call a thought process, and unfortunately negative things they tend to be thought through more batho than the positive one. So I read in a report that stated that kama nipi, when somebody says something negative to you or something negative happens, you are most likely to think about that kakhulu than you would actually think about something good. So if somebody maybe said to you, you look so good, you know, you are to say thank you, and immediately khore you look good. But if somebody was to say, sure, that laser doesn't really suit you, there is a tendency of the brain to linger onto that thought and to analyze that thought, meaning that you would probably spend the next 2 minutes really scrutinizing what the person said about that laser. Even though all along, when I was talking about Tataleon, so ke la hala go ha re di tse le batho, everyone ona le tla gagwe anaganang ka yona. Some people tend to think really negative, banally what we call rumination, a cycle of negative thinking. I'm not even sure gore do we question the issue ya gore how do I think, where do my thoughts come from, and why do I think about certain things ka tsela e ke naganang ka yona. So once a person can really assess their thoughts in that way, go nna le a level of awareness gore no man, I'm not supposed to say this, I don't think this is how I'm supposed to view things, you know. Personal awareness, in fact. So it's really sad gore ga batho ba bua from their own negative stem, because our mind is a host of thought.
Yeah.
So a person ona le the way bona ba ka dulang and host their thoughts ka teng, that will usually originate from the eng se leng gore always in their mind.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and it just happened that I read something here on one of my screens. Is that, you know, it is important that we see the beauty of things and then focus on that. And even in the beauty of things, be able to say, this is what, you know, I love about a person. And when we come back, I'd like us to take it now into family, into marriage, family, friends, people we work with, and the things that they say. Sometimes it's words that you hear from those who are superior to you, who would say things. You know, that would make you to have an attitude towards them for the rest of your life, you know, because somewhat, somehow, they have tended to speak negatively upon your life.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
657 AM. Radio for believers in action.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, talking to Tatalandu, and we are touching on the issue of the power of negative words. Now, this can also be negative speech, foul speech, power of the negative words. People are saying these things upon themselves. And let me tell about a friend of mine that I used to work with on a massive, massive production. And we were executive producers there. And one of the things that he kept on saying, because the schedule was just tight, you know. And I remember at some stage he was talking, then he had this headache. He continuously spoke about having this headache, you know. And then one time he said, you know, I don't want to grow over 55. Because I don't want to be anyone's burden, and I don't want to grow old and be sickly. I just want to pass away while I'm still fresh and all those kinds of things. And by the time of the end of production, which is after 2 to 3 years, that thing had developed into a tumor. Now, what am I saying here? I think we can grow these deadly things in our lives by continuously confessing negatively about ourselves. We open doors for opportune spirits to come in and make their abode in us and destroy our lives. And this is one of the saddest things you can ever imagine. Someone saying, I will never get married. And when they don't get married, they start becoming a problem for everyone. They start becoming side chicks or side guys or all those side dishes or what. And you become surprised. Someone said, no. This other lady who is a doctor said something very powerful on TikTok. And she says, while your career is booming and everything is seemingly working right, you're mastering the money game. And you start to speak and say, I have arrived. I don't need a man. And because you say that, they stay away from you. It's not because they are scared of you. It's because of the power of your words. And then you start to say, maybe bantoile, maybe I am cursed. That is why I kesanya. We need to be careful about what we say. Tatulandu, what comes to mind?
Yeah, immediately you mentioned that, Murudi, I'm taken to a note that I had made of Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Mm.
And the other one, of which for me it broke down the thought process and how our thought process becomes our reality eventually, was the scripture in Ephesians 4:23, of which Yona Ibuaka, when you have refreshed your mind, your attitude, Ephesians 4:23, to be made new in attitude of your mind.
Mm.
And then I can break it up to my own understanding. So our mind needs renewing.
Yes.
You know, for us, in order for us to start experiencing really what God has set us on earth for, we need to start renewing our minds and renewing our attitude. And both of the words attitude and the mind is on the scripture.
Yes.
And it speaks in a form that you will change your mind, then your attitude. So in this form that is being stated, I'm perceiving an issue in my mind, in my host of thoughts. I create my reality. In the very same sphere, I choose to be positive. I choose to speak the word of God upon my life, because we must not generalize these things and say, I speak good things about my life. There are many good things, but we need to have purpose mind, the word of God mind. Be specific. That's just the truth about us. And often we just push it aside and just generally, you know. So in the attitude of your mind, that usually becomes your reality. Immediately when you speak something, that's when it launches into your reality, when you speak something. Because when we speak out of decision. And whether sometimes we are aware or not, but then our word has power. It carries so much power. We have the power to speak life and death. And the scripture puts it that way. It's not vague. The scripture is not vague. It says we have the power to speak life and to speak death. And yet we continue to just take it very light. You know, you are reprimanding your child and you say things that are passively disrespectful to the child, whether on their intelligence, whether sometimes you are being aware or not aware. But if we practice hore haribua ribuayang, and ribua from which state of mind? Because once you have spoken something, itimula in na reality. Hence now, if it's a, and then ha, the reality of things is to get a hand. Then all of a sudden, some of the things that are happening, you're not in agreement with, you know. But I really did not plan for this. But constantly you keep cursing yourself in the way that you say things that are to happen to your life. Because when sometimes how so booy something, but once you speak of it, you are launching it into your reality.
We need to be careful. You know, one of the things that really comes across is that words are seeds. They often are willing for a place to stay so they can germinate and bring up powerful trees. And imagine if those words are negative. Imagine if those words are not according to the will of the Father. They still grow and become big seeds. And in them becoming big seeds, they start to germinate, bring forth fruit, and that fruit which is negative will bring forth other smaller nyana trees that are negative. Negativity is contagious. It's an evil spirit. It infiltrates. It has many vehicles, gossips, slander, casting aspersions, all those kinds of things, sarcastic. They have negativity in them contained in words. And remember, some of the words, even though not spoken, they are being said within a heart. We really need to even think about that. When we come back, let's look at the effects. What happens to a person who constantly hears negativity about themselves? Coming up next.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Welcome back, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Talking to Tato Landu, and here we are looking into the power of negative words. Tato, what are some of the things that were said to you which are negative that you still remember and to an extent have had an effect on your life?
I remember in my family, I won't be specific, but I remember there was an instance whereby Motho Mogolo a batla go roma, and I'm aware that they were not aware how negative was their statement and what it would have around my upbringing to my life as a whole. Because we took on now, I will put it to the bottom, Ari, hanking all the wood tally, we get into her home. You know. So, sure, you, as a child, it really doesn't affect you at that point because you don't really understand the depth of what they are saying until then later on this thing comes back. As I said earlier on, negative thoughts have, negative words when you say to someone.
Yeah.
They have a habit of lingering longer. And I remember I would analyze, but what does she mean when she says, if Mokule Butlhale nka na roma? You know? And to this point, I've struggled with really affirming or associating myself with excellence.
Yeah,
really, I have. It's something that I battle with. To an extent that when I am busy with a project or I'm busy with my business plans, I question if they are really intelligent, if they are really going to take me somewhere. And to a point that even when I'm doing well, I really don't seem to celebrate myself.
Sure. Is it still going on?
Yes, this is something I'm still struggling with. To be honest, I don't even know how I'm going to help myself with them, or even, because it's something that I've even hardly said to anyone.
To anyone, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
But it's amazing, it's helping a lot of people. I think 1.3 million people become helped, you know, because you say this and they say, oh, I thought I was the only one who had this kind of problem, you know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about mine. When I grew up, I was very tiny and tall. And there was this song, you know, there was this song on Radio Zulu, man. And I'll try to sing it. Ubekumqondo namadola made. It means ubusisane kamangwe lamatele. And then there was this, you remember Prayer for Africa, and people would say, Ethiopia, marapu rapu. As I would be passing by, they would be saying that.
Sure.
The second one, the third one is when I was living with my grandmother. I lived with my grandmother until I was 11. Then from there, it was the streets. Now, when I was about 10 or 11, she would make me go and sell, you know, benehutes. They call them benehutes, the namataka mohare ga khomu, like mala, you know, tripe and mohodu and all those things. And I would go throughout the township after school. Do you know how hot it would be? With that big dish on your head.
Sure.
And imagine also the flies that will be coming with you. So when you arrive at home, even though some people were bought, very few of course, maybe you would walk for about 2 hours and only two people buy and stuff. And they would be singing this song. It's like they took a gospel song and turned it around, but they are talking about these meats from inside the cow, the tripe, the lungs, the heart, all the things. And they would be saying, Matumbulusu sinyago, Matumbulusu sinyago. And this would be girls, you know, and doing that and stuff. Imagine you'd be feeling so bad. Because tomorrow someone is going to recognize, yeah, there is that boy, ah, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, who's selling tribe.
Yeah.
Number three, then I came to Atteridgeville, then someone called me Lekwapa, you know, because I'm Zulu and they are Pedi, and then they called me Lekwapa and all those things. So I didn't understand, but I thought it means a monkey. And I went on and on, and I realized, yes, it means that. Someone less human than they. They made me feel bad. I think these are some of the things, major things. Okay, I had major things that were driving me into the streets. But these were some of the things that were really, really hurtful, you know. So each and everyone has something that has been said to them. And somehow, even though in life they are still on course, these things always come to want to derail them. Like you said, even now, I don't know how to deal with this. You know, I don't know how to deal with this. A big problem. What comes to mind?
We have to agree with you. In all of the repair and other things that you have recited, and somebody was saying what, we have to agree for those people who born in their minds, banally a negative host of thoughts about other people. Whether does it stem from and we don't know, but we have to agree, Corey, in them is this hope that they are fine with breaking down other people. It does not occur to them that they are bullying someone, passively aware, not aware, but they are bullying someone. And that the way that they speak about someone might quickly become that person's reality.
Yeah.
Not because of that person think less of themselves, but because people tend to believe or rather trust the judgment of other people around them about themselves. Yes. How thoughts di meeting sentle ka batho. I think you wanna gana pele before you say something to someone.
Yes.
And most importantly, it says something about you. How o kana go bua le motho and not reflect onto what you're saying. What is it going to make of it, the next person? Great. Because now get our society is constantly finding ways to fight one another, to bring the other down, and for some reason to mock others. And it's not being said enough. It's been said over the years, no, we were only joking. It's accepted in humor, you know. And to a point that Motulena Anahana no nebatamika in such a way whereby people will constantly have these bad remarks and the person keeps saying that no nebatamika, but then they're injured in their self esteem, they're injured in the way that they're going to start perceiving themselves. It really hurts to think that negative thoughts alone
is
captive for a lifetime. Yes, and that person might never even be released. To be honest, on our last episode, I remember we mentioned of someone who never got help. Some people die by sensibly and check in what another person said Kabona and they delete it.
Yeah. Sure. It is sad indeed. When we come back, the final thought on this issue.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to Lando Tato, the power of negative words. Negative words can bewitch, man. Come on. They basically project a person wanting to control another person's spirit by pronouncing things that they want them to be. Let me tell you. I had a cousin also, and I'm sorry I'm talking about cousins, man, who was so silly when we were growing up. And the grandmother used to say, the grandmother of the cousin, used to say, you will eat the waste of your own peers. Every time when this guy would do a wrong thing, he would say, you will eat the waste of your own peers. Which means your own peers will become your bosses. They will rule over you. And you will eat their crumbs or their waste. And he should put it in such a way, man, that, yo, lekapalelekan. And then this guy grew. And we were in primary, man. And went to higher primary. He left school. And he became an alcoholic. And let me tell you. He became an alcoholic for 40 years. 40. He's 57 now. And he has been sober for 7 years. But I believe amongst other things that have been said to him was that he would amount to nothing. And he became that. Why am I saying this? It's because I want to go back to the premise and say, negative words, like any other word, they create their own nature. They reproduce themselves. They're like those flowers that look like trees because they are growing, leaning on a tree, and before you know it, they've taken over that tree. And this is where we need to be careful about the things that we say about each other, to ourselves, about our destiny, about other people around us, because, and even about our children, family members, spouses, we need to be careful about the things that we say about each other. Because one of the most powerful things about words is that it's difficult to return them back. It's difficult. We need to be careful. What comes to mind, finally, Landu Thato?
Batho, gantsi re na le bothata bo bongwe, and ke nagana gore among the society it's very prevalent that when we speak, not necessarily do we speak with the intention to build motho o mongwe. And if we spoke re nagana in that way, okay, whatever that I'm going to say now could either build or destroy this person. Whatever that I'm about to think can create this type of love for me. Either even faced with whatever circumstances. Because the truth is that most people are really going through the most. You know, if it's not financial wars, it's family wars, there's just always something that we are challenged with, you know. But I've learned to say that in whatever that I go through, in as much as there is the thought process, what could be my solution? First, I have put in place to myself to say that I have to remain positive.
Yeah.
I have to remain hopeful. I have to see myself going out the situation, my mental health really intact. And once kinahana dilo in that manner, I'm able to say, yes, I am going through this and this, but I can come out of this victorious. And in my device planning, all of the time, I remind myself, those who live according to the flesh have their mindset on fleshly desires. And I've learned to put my mind on things that are above as well.
Yes.
Our focus on situations that are temporary, that could temporarily change. But then, really, dire consequences of the way we think of situations, just perception. Because to be honest, sometimes, yes, you are going through so much, but then it's just the perception that makes things even worse. It's what you are going to say next that is just going to make things worse, you know. So, ultimately, we have to come to a point whereby as a person, by being aware of what negative thoughts could do to your health, could do to your reality around you. Because ultimately, negative, it stems from the mindset. It stems from what you think about yourself. It stems from who do you think you are? And once we can correct that in our personal spheres, then I believe over time, our strength is going to be regenerated. Our perception is going to be renewed. And ultimately, we will be able to go through our lives re khona go bua sentle about situations.
Yes.
Yes, and that's very, very important. For in whatever that you think, always reflect on if this is a reality in taking nahanang, would I be able to live with it?
Yeah. You know, these are some of the things that continue to challenge us. And we need to tell ourselves that we are no longer going to allow negativity to have its place upon our lives. We are no longer going to allow ourselves to be dictated upon by negativity. We won't allow that, because if we do allow that, then it's a sad thing. We have to say to ourselves, I am fearfully and wonderfully created. And we should believe that, because no one is going to tell us. No one is going to tell us. No one will tell us. And no one will say to us, you know, this is how things should be with our lives. We should start to believe that which the Father says about us. He has loved us. He has paid his dues, as he says. He has bought us with his precious blood. We are precious before him. We are fearfully and wonderfully created, and we are beautiful. Landutato, thank you so much. We appreciate.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk to her again next week. Much blessings to you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.